work, and you know, I can run the press. And it was that I was already like from 82 to 83, it was when I was in jail, right? And that time I was only 1 year in the newspapers, and Bogey Park came to Capitol Gardens when I used to live in Washington, D.C., right by the Capitol University. And Cannon Park, he goes, okay, so this is the very good condition. We're going to build an IAWC, and those who want to go in IAWC, you can quit your newspapers right now. So whoever you feel in your heart you want to do that, so that's the time. So I raised my hand. So I ended up like I need the IAWC 41. And Peter Brown, not Robert Brown, Peter Brown. And that was really an incredible experience also, because there we become, after the IAWC, actually right away they soon father started building those motorhomes in Chino here. So I was assigned to do the driving. So they sent me from New York City to come to Chino, and I attend quite a few seminars out of do the maintenance and the motorhomes and all of that. So I did like 4 trips, motorhomes from Chino to New York City and Boston and all of that. And it was very exciting. Not entirely, IAWC stopped, and now IAWC started a stop in South Carolina, Columbia. And from there, they sent me with two sisters and myself, because not any longer IAWC, because my father was in jail. They sent us to the Pioneer in the small towns. And that time I was being assigned to go to Spartanburg, South Carolina. Greenville, Spartanburg, and all that. And that was very, very tough, because our leader there told us very clear that we're going to have a condition. You go there, you stay in the church, find a way to stay in any Christian church. If you don't have, you have to stay asleep, whatever. But you're not going to stay in an apartment, so, or rent an apartment and stuff like that. So I feel very responsible for those two Japanese sisters. And we have this van. And so in the morning, we used to go fundraise to make some money. Around noontime, we really work, and we will work in one of the libraries to print all the letters. We have all the letters to my ministers, you know, for the rallies in New York City. So anyway, we went through so many churches, and I was so unlucky because many churches, they accept our sisters, they don't even want me to stay there. So it was a very, very, very deep emotional experience where I, there was a time for me where I was very personal, like I was not in command or somebody told me what to do. I got the wisdom to stand for what I believe. And my activities, it was like my duty. I didn't need no central figure to tell me or walk away. So I was very bold, and it was one of my best push-ups. And I think that's when my convictions or my indoctrinated came upon deep inside of my blood. You know? And so anyway, I shared already the story about the blood and all that, which is I never thought I was going to get married through this movement. And to me, it was very hard, because I still believe no matter what, I can fundraise, I can witness, I can do whatever. But I still cannot visualize father to choose my wife. And it was part of the school world. It was leading me with these kind of thoughts. You know? So I can do anything except get married. And so it's another story about my marriage, which I already shared with you guys. So, but anyway, I live life with so much experience, and right now, even though still right now, I'm always search for something meaningful to do and represent and do. Like in my community, I have so many good friends in there, all my community, all my neighbors. And just can break through witness 100%, mostly like humanistic. help, anything that's needed for it, I was there. So I'm very famous in my community. And just a few people really share my faith, you know, but it is some kind of block in me, you know. And also, I've been very lonely with this, to be honest with you. That's my church, my wife. No, she's very faithful. She's very, very, very deep roots in that movement. But the thing that she went through since we committed as a marriage couple, and how do we start our life, and the thing that she went through already, you know, to stand up as a blessed couple, as a couple, as a family, her compromise in life through, you know, the sake of our family. And she went through lots of persecution through his company, her company. It's been there for last almost 30 years. In the beginning, she was crying, the persecution, criticism, and all kinds of whispering behind her back, to the point that she was almost ready to sue this company. And somehow they took them a little bit serious. They kind of left them alone, and she continues with the chest and everything. So to make the story short, there's about 30 years, and now she's the top of this company, the whole California. And she's very, very, very successful. And I really, dearly, of course, I respect her as a human being, as my wife. Is somebody that I respect for her faith and the conviction deep inside of her heart of a father and mother. But she is just a very unique person. Very, very unique. And for so long she's been quite like, feel like members don't understand her because they're totally compromising herself, being up there in companies, you know, working very hard. So I feel sorry that she just kind of like talk to you, you know. But hello, brother. Yeah. So anyway, I brought this picture. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, carpets was great.